Supporters and opponents of Wisconsin's photo ID law believe they're nearing the end of the battle. It's raged for 4 years. The U.S. Supreme Court is deciding whether to consider a legal challenge to Wisconsin's law and may make that decision within days. On Tuesday, we reported on the twists and turns the mandate has taken. It's been in place and blocked several times as legal challenges have continued. Today, WUWM reports on the variables at play. The Supreme Court blocked Wisconsin's photo ID law just weeks before last November's election. Now, some organizers wonder if the justices could do an about-face with only weeks left before next month's election.
As has often occurred in the past, we find ourselves sort of in this moment of uncertainty, both voters and election administrators.
That's Neil Albrecht, the City of Milwaukee's election commissioner. Like others, he has prepared materials to inform people about the law. Then he put them away, pulled them out, and last fall put them back in storage as courts changed the status of Wisconsin's law. A city warehouse holds piles of signs for polling places describing acceptable forms of photo identification.
A Wisconsin Department of Transportation issued driver's license. A Wisconsin DOT-issued identification card.
The state's voting information website contains a pop-up message informing viewers that photo ID is not in effect at this time. Things could change depending on what the Supreme Court does. Assemblyman Michael Schrah is confident the justices would uphold Wisconsin's law. Schrah is a Republican from Oshkosh. He says the state based its law on Indiana's.
Indiana's had their voter ID law in place since 2008. Their law was found constitutional by the U.S. Supreme Court.
Scott Ross insists the two laws cannot be compared. He's executive director of the group One Wisconsin Now. Ross says it's harder to get a state ID in Wisconsin, in part because DMV offices don't offer enough hours and locations for people to apply, and the process can require steps.
The disparity between the two states makes voter ID impossible to administer constitutionally.
Last fall, Governor Walker unveiled a plan he said would increase access to state-issued photo IDs. He ordered the Department of Transportation to help track down birth certificates people need to secure an ID. There are other possibilities, too, according to Rick Hassan. He's an expert in election law at the University of California, Irvine. Hassan says the Supreme Court might take up challenges to a different state's voting law.
Also before the court now is a petition from North Carolina, which, although not involving voter ID, involves other restrictive voting laws that have been challenged on the same basis. And there's likely to be a case from Texas coming up, too.
So, Hassan says the high court could, in effect, decide the fate of Wisconsin's law by not considering it.
If the court takes a pass in Wisconsin, it means Wisconsin's voter ID law will go into effect.
Perhaps immediately.
Which could be somewhat problematic to the spring election in the state of Wisconsin, which is scheduled for April 7th.
Neil Albrecht hopes the court would keep a block on photo ID until after the April election. If not, he promises Milwaukee's Election Commission would do what it can to alert people to take identification to the polls.
Worst case scenario, we could find ourselves in a position of implementing voter ID 17 days before an election.
The Supreme Court justices are scheduled to meet a week from Friday to discuss whether to consider Wisconsin's law. I'm Annalise Hensel, 89.7 WUWM.